And here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Democratic candidate for Congress Kathy Myers has filed a federal election complaint against her primary opponent, Randy Brice, claiming he used campaign funds for personal use. Getting information and statistics about Milwaukee is now easier thanks to the city's open data portal. And as thunderstorms rolled through Kenosha County last night, an unidentified college-aged woman who was attending the Country Thunder Music Festival was struck by lightning. The woman was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Bucks are looking for local talent to perform at their new arena. Auditions will be held August 4th and 5th for dancers, tumblers, drummers, and other types of entertainers. Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Josh Hader is expected to address the press today about the controversial tweets from him that surfaced during the All-Star game. And the Brewers get back to work tonight after taking 4 days off for the All-Star break. They start a three-game series against the Dodgers tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Despite their popularity, bird scooters might be off the streets of Milwaukee soon, at least until next year. The National Commission for Voter Justice is holding a field hearing in Milwaukee tomorrow to hear residents talk about voter suppression in the area. And Festa Italiana takes place this weekend at the Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee. The Italian Heritage Festival, featuring food, music, and fireworks, starts today and goes through Sunday. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Democratic candidate for Congress Kathy Myers has filed a federal election complaint against her primary opponent, Randy Brice, claiming he used campaign funds for personal use. Getting information and statistics about Milwaukee is now easier thanks to the city's open data portal. And as thunderstorms rolled through Kenosha County last night, an unidentified college-aged woman who was attending the Country Thunder Music Festival was struck by lightning. The woman was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. And here's your forecast. Outside this afternoon, rain likely. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain with lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, a 60% chance of rain with highs in the low 70s in Milwaukee, mid-70s for Madison. And for Sunday, partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s in Milwaukee, upper 70s for Madison. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.